Hello, this is Rocky Endos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With wish for a people's life can be easier to live, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, I would like to talk about something not well known in general, which is about the invisible bodies of the human being. You might think, oh, what this guy's talking about? The body is what we have is just body, the physical body. What's more? But actually, it does exist, the invisible bodies. And as a principle of my policy, what I share, I never tell about something that not other people who are not able to experience. Yes, for example, the key unification experiences. This key unification experience is that people feel the warmth and be embraced from something and relax and even feel the lose the border of the self and other, self and the world. And this we call it a key unification experience, something like oneness experience. And to be led by in a key in a workshop, 98% of the people will be able to experience this these days. It's 98%, more than 98% people will be experienced. So I think I'll be able to say the people in general. So, if based on this key unification experience, people will be able to experience the body sensation of the existence of the other four invisible bodies, which is, if I just name it, key body, spiritual body, Buddha nature body, and Dharma body. Yes, there's another person who talks about these invisible bodies. The person's name is Rudolf Steiner. He talked about ether body or astral body, etc. In his book, he says that there's lines in the ether body and energy flows in these lines, and if the energy stuck, people get sick. So I'm sure this is about the meridian and the key body, because meridian flows not in the physical body, it flows in the key body, which is about 2 meter size, bigger than the physical body. And I'm not sure about other bodies, like, for example, astral body, what Steiner says. But I repeat again, one more time about clear things. The difference between Steiner and what we say for invisible bodies, there's a system that 98 people will be able to experience what we share. However, this is not a workshop. The reason why I started talking about these five bodies of the human being is because it is related to why people sometimes ask me why you don't get angry. Well, I get angry. I don't say I never get angry. Yeah, to my family, I confess to say. But, and also, there's many situations if you are living as a human being that you may get angry. But what I'm doing when I get into the situation that I may get angry. Well, there's an interesting quote, or old quote in Japan, that something you wish that it won't happen, that what you wished is anger. You got it? Anger is something that you wish, but it doesn't go that way. For example, you wish that somebody do something for you, but don't do, then you get angry. These kind of things. So if you're living, these kind of things happens once in a while. And in that moment, what I do is that I focus my existence as a Dharma body. Sorry, I forgot to tell you what the Dharma body feels like. Dharma body is no form, has no form. Well, ki body is like a size is about 2 meters, and the form is like a ball, but can be changed, flexibly form. The Dharma body is the non-form, is a borderless, it's a body of the emptiness. And yes, you can experience this in an advanced workshop. And the moment when the situation happens, if you put the fundamental of the existence to the Dharma body, the anger won't come up. Because to put your fundamental to the Dharma body, it means that when the wind blows from the front, the wind just go to the back, you know. Nothing, your body will not stop, anything comes. So any situation won't stop, your body won't stop it. Just goes through, just flows. So it's not possible to bring up the anger. If I'm able to just to switch my fundamental to the Dharma body. So before that, where was my fundamental world? Could be like a key body or a spiritual body. I talked some other time about these bodies. Well, anyway, this is something interesting. Another interesting thing is that the body of the great spirit of the universe. Is there a body? Yes, it's body. There's a body. In Buddhism, calls, for example, Dharma Kaya. Dharma is Dharma, and Kaya means body, which means that the one aspect of the great spirit of the universe is emptiness, infinite and non-size, the emptiness body. And what is interesting is that your Dharma body and Dharma Kaya of the great spirit of the universe will be able to touch each other, even both are the emptiness. Touches each other, and then if the both emptiness bodies touches each other, means you're unified. And what will happen is that light illuminates everywhere in the universe. All these interesting experiences will be able to feel in a workshop. So I'm wishing you be able to start to feel the Dharma body and get used to put your fundamental to the Dharma body. And then even the situation of the getting anger, the anger won't come up, and it makes you easier to live. So may you and people around you and people in the world be able to switch the fundamental to the Dharma body anytime, because 98% of the people will be able to experience. And furthermore, why not to experience this Dharma body and Dharmakaya of the great spirit of the universe touches each other and let the light illuminate everywhere in the universe.